join you now. We understand some of a couple of the wealthiest people in the country making a trip to China.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, numbers 2 and 3 in the world, and numbers 1 and 2 in the U.S. in terms of wealth. People may not, this is kind of a, one of those fun stories. They've started an organization called The Giving Pledge. In fact, you can go on the internet and go to thegivingpledge.org, and it's an attempt for that. They pledge to give the majority of their huge wealth away to charity, not to pass it on to their kids, but to give it to philanthropy. And so they're on a mission to encourage other billionaires to do the same. And if you go to thegivingpledge.org, it's all the billionaires in the United States that they've met with that have agreed to give their wealth away to philanthropy also. Now what they want to do is try to introduce charitable giving philanthropy to China. So they've scheduled this meeting where they've invited the richest entrepreneurs in China to a meeting with them. And some of the Chinese entrepreneurs are skeptical because they're afraid they're going to get squeezed for gifts. But they think that this is something that they can translate to the Chinese culture, which is really quite interesting to see if they can accomplish that or not. And so we'll see what happens there. But you might want to just check it out. Go to thegivingpledge.org. It's a fascinating story, no matter what happens. And one of the other things that's interesting this morning, and some guys have all the luck, people may remember a guy by the name of Mark Hurd, H-U-R-D. He was the CEO of Hewlett-Packard, and he was forced out recently involving an inappropriate relationship with a contractor, a sometimes movie actress that he was using to welcome guests at big-ticket events for their customers. He was forced out in quite a scandal there. Well, now he's been hired by Oracle to be the co-CEO, the co-president of Oracle, and he'll have a seat on the board. And it's obvious he and Larry Ellison, the CEO of Oracle, was quite critical of the HP board when they forced out Mark Hurd. Now he hires Mark Hurd, and they're going to use that to attack IBM and to attack Hewlett-Packard to try to take some of their market share away. So some guys land on their feet no matter what happens. Probably the most interesting story this week, though, will be some proposals that President Obama is rolling out. Some will be tomorrow to try to get the economy unstuck. And he's going to propose a program where corporations who purchase capital items all the way from computers to whatever can completely write that off in the year of purchase instead of having to depreciate it over a number of years. Bill, have talked about this before. Corporations are sitting on huge amounts of cash. Hopefully this tax break will encourage them to spend that money, and by buying capital, making capital improvements, it will put people back to work. He's also going to propose an additional $50 billion, with a B, $50 billion of stimulus money be used for infrastructure investments, roads, bridges, and et cetera. Kind of reminds me of the old WPA that my dad used to work for 100 years ago when they were coming out of the recession. And about the only thing that's coming out this week that's of note other than on Thursday, and that is first-time claims for unemployment benefits, is tomorrow we get the Fed's beige book. That's a huge compilation of statistics that they will use at their meeting on the 21st of September to decide what they're going to do to try to stimulate the economy.